time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for mostly sunny skies, high around 90. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our lead story. The Bone Gap Fire Department was called to a large machine shed fire at the Darrell Balding residence in northeast of the West Village area Sunday night. When firemen arrived, the building was engulfed in flames. They called for mutual aid from West Salem and Albion. The structure and contents were destroyed in the fire, along with hay and livestock. More news after this.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
Hi y'all, I'm Nicole Jordan and I own The Farmer's Daughter at 203 East Main Street in downtown Fairfield. We are well known for our line of formal dresses, but did you know we carry a large assortment of scrubs also? Stop on by if you need a new pair of scrubs. We carry Cherokee Infinity, Cherokee Workwear, L, Heart and Soul, Barco One, and Grey's Anatomy. We have inventory in-store and can also order your specific scrubs. We also carry medical equipment such as stethoscopes. So come in and see us at The Farmer's Daughter, open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday.
And now the rest of the news. On Saturday, August 17th, at approximately 1:30 a.m., Wayne County Sheriff's Deputy Lane, along with Sergeant Odie, were dispatched to the I-64 underpass in regards to reports of rocks being thrown at vehicles. While investigating, Deputy Lane observed a white Dodge Charger traveling from the west with its front license plate missing. During approach, the Charger made a quick turn without signaling. While questioning the driver, 18-year-old Barnhill resident Trevor J. Edwards, Deputy Lane observed a strong smell of cannabis. During a search of the driver and passenger, 18-year-old Elgin resident Sydney Bones, officers located approximately 130 grams of cannabis, 25 dank THC vapes, and a set of electronic scales. Upon a further search at the jail, officers located a pill believed to be a Xanax in the bra of Sydney Bones. Both Edwards and Bones were placed under arrest for delivery and manufacturing of cannabis over 10 grams. They are both being held pending a court appearance. On August 18th, at approximately 12 p.m., officers were dispatched to Mach 1 to investigate a drive-off. Upon arrival, officers determined Amanda R. Moore, 31 of Fairfield, had pumped $49.20 in gasoline, advised she was not paying for the fuel, and departed. Officers located Moore and interviewed her. Moore was arrested for burglary and lodged in the Wayne County Jail pending bond being set by a judge. On August 17th, at approximately 8 p.m., officers were dispatched to the area of East Center Street and Southeast 4th Street to investigate the report of a subject pulling a knife on a subject. On arrival, officers spoke with a witness who identified John R. Powell, 34 of Fairfield, as the suspect who pulled the knife, in addition to shoving his girlfriend. Officers located Powell and detained him. Powell was arrested for domestic battery and assault. Powell was lodged in the Wayne County Jail pending bond being set by a judge. And on August 17th at approximately 5:45 p.m., officers located Nicholas A. Ewing, 32 of Fairfield, in the 500 block of South 1st Street. Ewing was wanted on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for driving while suspended. Ewing was taken into custody and transported to the Wayne County Jail pending the posting of $500 cash bond. On August 16th at approximately 6:30 p.m., officers were called to the 700 block of Epworth to investigate the report of a subject driving at a high rate of speed through an alley. Officers arrived and spoke with witnesses who identified the driver as Ace A. Haygood, 20-year-old Fairfield resident. Haygood was later located and cited for driving too fast for conditions. The Wayne County Sheriff's Department arrested 41-year-old Fairfield resident Jennifer L. Weedman on August 18th for possession of a controlled or counterfeit substance. Weedman is being held pending court appearance. On August 17th, 25-year-old Wayne City resident Ryder P. Chambus was traveling east on County Road 300 North when a deer entered the roadway. Chambus avoided hitting the deer by laying down his motorcycle. No injuries were reported at the scene. And the Wayne County Sheriff's Department reports a single vehicle accident on Highway 1 on August 18th. 38-year-old Fairfield resident Randy S. Potorf was traveling north on Highway 1, south of Highway 61, when his GMC pickup truck struck a deer. No injuries were reported on the scene. The Fairfield Public Golf Course will host the Chicken Feed 27-hole golf scramble, co-sponsored by Midway Package Liquors and Edwards Jones Investment Financial Advisor Andrew Diesel on Saturday, September 7th, with a 10 a.m. shotgun start. This event will be limited to 30 teams with a prize payout of $1,000. Two-person teams will play 9 holes, enjoy lunch, and receive flight assignments for the final 18 holes. Players will compete in 3 different formats, including scramble, alternate shot, and best ball. Age-appropriate tee boxes will be in play based on age 75 and older at the forward set, age 65 through 74 middle tees, and under 65 from the tips. Entry fee per person is $50. Lunch and cart will be provided. The tournament sign-up sheet is located outside the pro shop, and players who will need a golf cart must sign up before Friday, August 30th, to reserve a cart so that management can order extra carts in time for the event. Golf cart and hole sponsorships are available for $100 each. For more information, call 847-7222. Environmental officials are urging residents to be cautious of blue-green algae growth on Illinois waterways. Blue-green algae growth, known as cyanobacteria, is made up of microscopic organisms that naturally occur in streams and lakes. Most of the growth is harmless, but some can produce toxic chemicals that cause sickness in people and pets. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency and Department of Public Health are reminding people to avoid contact with water that looks like spilled green or blue-green paint, has green color streaks, or greenish globs suspended in the water below the surface. They also recommend not allowing pets to drink the water. If there's contact, public health officials recommend rinsing off with fresh, clean water as soon as possible. Heavy storms moved through the Grayville area Sunday afternoon with several trees on cars, and State Route 1 North in Edwards County was shut down for over an hour to remove large trees from over the highway. The city of Grayville was under curfew last night from storm damage and lack of power. High temperatures are forecast to range from 90 to 95 degrees through midweek across much of the four-state region. With the high humidity in place, heat indices are expected to peak at 100 to 105 each afternoon through Wednesday. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity will create a situation in which heat illness are possible. Drink plenty of fluids, take frequent breaks in the shade or air conditioning, and wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible. Try to reschedule any strenuous activities to the early morning or evening, and remember to check up on relatives and neighbors and make sure all outdoor pets have an adequate supply of fresh water. The Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for the person or persons who entered a barn owned by Lee Lewis of Reinhard. Items taken were a Honda side-by-side, a Remington rifle, and some tools. Call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Edwards County Board of Education will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in the West Salem Grade School Science Room. In unfinished business, the board will again discuss district goals with possible action, and it is expected to approve the ECHS curriculum. In new business, the board is expected to review the fiscal year 20 tentative budget and approve it, set a budget hearing, and move its September meeting to the 19th at 7. It is also scheduled to accept a donation over $500. After various reports, including a summer maintenance update and the presentation of an FFA award, the board will move to personal considerations. Board members are expected to accept the resignation of a bus driver and the Albion Grade School basketball coach. They will then consider the employment of softball and baseball coaches at ECHS, as well as an elementary teacher and aide. After closed session, the board is slated to hear a motion to rescind its approval of Deborah Simmers' resignation. The board had granted that approval in May. And the Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, at 7 p.m. in the Lincoln Trail College cafeteria. The agenda for the meeting calls for several agreements to be approved, including an athletic training agreement at Frontier Community College and an articulation agreement with Southern Illinois Carbondale. Other items on the agenda include the approval of a tentative budget for fiscal year 20 and the appointment of a search committee for a new board CEO. Marilyn Holt took over as interim CEO in July, replacing longtime leader Terry Bruce. Holt, in June, said that she was committed to do the job for at least a year. The Fairfield Public School District 112, along with Jasper, New Hope, and Jeff School Districts, will conduct Child Find preschool screenings at the First Christian Church next week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. These screenings are for children 3 to 5 years old who are not yet enrolled in public school and are not eligible for kindergarten. Each screening checks progress in hearing, vision, speech, language, and coordination skills. They are designed to give parents a better idea of how their child is progressing before he or she begins school. The program is free, and parents will receive immediate feedback on how their child is developing. Head Start and family enrichment personnel may also be present. The screening procedure takes about 45 minutes, and appointments must be made so that children don't have a long wait period. Parents should call Tammy at 842-6501 to make an appointment or to receive more information. The U.S. government's massive effort to count every person in the country won't officially begin until next spring, but regional officials have already been meeting for months to strategize ways to encourage Southern Illinoisans to participate. The region is home to a number of people who have traditionally been more difficult to count, including minorities, college students, rural people, and low-income housing. An accurate count is important for the region. Illinois is expected to lose one seat in the U.S. House and possibly two. That weakens the state's influence in Congress and could even mean larger districts for downstate representatives. The census count also drives the drawing of new legislative districts for the state, House, and Senate. Earlier this month, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that $20 million in state grants will be made available to community organizations and local governments to help ensure that all residents are counted in the 2020 census. The government is expected to collect most of its data digitally for the first time, though some people will still receive paper forms in the mail if they live in rural areas with limited internet access or other communities where the government has had difficulties obtaining accurate counts in the past. The State Department of Public Health is confirming the presence of a rare tick-borne virus in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
The Heartland virus has been confirmed in a sampling of ticks from Kankakee County, where one person contracted the virus last year. It's transmitted through the bite of an infected Lone Star tick, says Public Health's Samantha DeBosick.
The Lone Star tick can be found throughout all of Illinois, and the Lone Star tick is a very aggressive tick that bites humans. The adult female has a white dot or a Lone Star on her back, and the nymph and adult females are the life stages to most frequently bite humans.
Symptoms include fever, headache, fatigue, muscle aches, and diarrhea. Most people infected need to be hospitalized but do fully recover, although a few have died. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The growing lack of teachers in the state is reaching a crisis point, says the new president of Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. The organization is moving forward with a study on why high school-aged people are not considering teaching as a profession.
The last 3 years, the regional superintendents have done a study, data collection report on the teacher shortage, and we see each year this shortage becoming worse and worse. And one of the things we're going to do in the 2019 study is we're actually going to do focus groups with freshmen and sophomores in high school and ask them about their choices of profession and if they're interested in going into the teaching field. Why or why not? There aren't good studies to say exactly why. In my own personal opinion, I think the greatest problem is that the profession is not held in such high regard as it once was. And I think as young people are considering being teachers, they hear things about non-competitive salaries. They hear problems with teacher pensions. They hear falling test scores. Lack of support, and so I'm I'm believing that we're going to hear young people say their parents, their counselors are encouraging people away from the profession of teaching. And we need to look ways to flip that model and flip that message. Because really the future of our kids, the future of our nation depend on strong teachers in the classrooms.
The 2019 teacher shortage study coincides with the start of the new school year in Illinois. And Illinois' newest specialty license plate will raise money to fight pediatric cancer. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed legislation Thursday to create the license plate, and it will take effect January 1st. The measure was passed in honor of Johnny Wade, an 8-year-old boy who died of cancer and other children across Illinois. Pritzker says Johnny's story is all too familiar for Illinois families, and he hopes the law will help save lives. The plates will fund research of pediatric cancer and cancer treatment at the Cancer Center of Illinois, a center ran by the University of Illinois. And today's crude oil price is $47.75 per barrel. The September crude price is at $55.28. And that's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily. Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 88. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,175, up 289. The NASDAQ is at 8,018, up 122. And September crude oil is at $55.84, and that is up 97 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old Fairfield resident Wanda L. Dickey died at 1:45 on Saturday, August 17th at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She had been the owner of Wayne County Abstract for over 63 years. Wanda Dickey is survived by one daughter, Jill Finley, of Fairfield, two grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and several great-nieces. Funeral services for Wanda Dickey will be at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, August 21st, at the First Baptist Church in Fairfield, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of the service at the church, and memorial donations can be made to the FMH Skilled Care Unit or the First Baptist Church and will be accepted at the church or at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 88-year-old West Salem resident Mary Alice Lynch died on August 14th at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. She was a stay-at-home mother. Mary Lynch is survived by two daughters, Donna Bonin of Mount Vernon, Illinois, and Delane Fletcher of Colleyville, Texas, as well as one son, Daryl Lynch of West Salem, 10 grandchildren, two sisters, and a niece. Visitation for Mary Lynch will be tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. at Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Funeral services will be held tomorrow, Tuesday, August 20th, at 10 a.m. at the church, with burial to follow in the Zion United Methodist Church Cemetery in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the Zion United Methodist Church to benefit funeral dinners, and envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of the arrangements. 72-year-old Karen Ann Sanders died Friday, August 16th in Evansville, Indiana. She was a cook for many years, working at West Salem Manor and Casey's. Karen Sanders is survived by her husband Gary, two daughters Pamela Swarslos and Lisa Hancock, as well as seven grandchildren and one sister. Visitation for Karen Sanders will be Wednesday, August 21st from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Funeral will be on Thursday, August 22nd at 10 a.m. at the church, with burial to follow in the Moravian Cemetery of West Salem. Online condolences may be posted at www.meredithfuneralhome.com, and memorials may be made to the Zion United Methodist Church. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of the arrangements. And 67-year-old Broughton resident Judy K. Butler died Sunday, August 18th at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. She was a homemaker. Judy K. Butler is survived by three sons, Bob Butler of Broughton, Illinois, Sam Butler of Missouri, and Earl Butler of Ohio, as well as grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and one sister, Jackie Coltis of Minnesota. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, August 20th at 1 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren, and visitation will be Tuesday, August 20th from 11 a.m. until the time of the service at 1 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home of Dahlgren. Burial will follow at the Oddfellow Cemetery in Dahlgren. The Golson Funeral Home of Dahlgren is in charge of all arrangements. Just a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website at www.wfiwradio.com. Again, today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for mostly sunny skies and a high of 90. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 90. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 72 and then a 30% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 88. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scattered showers on Wednesday, a high of 90 and low of 68. Scattered showers are possible on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 80 and low of 62, and then partly cloudy skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 80 with a low of 60.